the whole of this crazy society is based on money. Ironically, money that has never, does not, and will never exist. It's just figures on the screen.
They've run the system, the whole economic system of the world, for the last 200 years. So why shouldn't they also run the economic system for the next few hundred years?
Mile High Liberty Radio. We're in hour number two. I'm your host, Michael Storm. Thank you so much for joining us. We really love you, appreciate you, and we want to reach out to you and hope that you can help you. If we help you reach out to other people, we're here live worldwide every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking about solutions. That's what we want to concentrate on. We know it's bad, but invariably when it's bad and you talk to someone about it, the question is, what do we do about it? And, well, there's a lot of things that you can do about it. It depends on what the situation is. I mean, you got to get kind of specific. A lot of people are running around saying, oh, it's bad, oh, God, what do we do, and not talking even about specific issues. So while we hit on the news, we try to find what's important to us within the news. You know, whether it's like clean food and water, I posted a story at milehighlibertyradio.com, middle of the page, today's date. It'll take you to the page that has all the links that I found interesting or were shared with me today by friends from all over the world. Weird Change Colorado people, they shared a story with me today. Not the Weird Change Colorado people specifically, but my friends out there in the world shared this story with me about GMO apples, and it was on the New York Times. And that's important to us because we're always talking about the things like the clean food and clean water and trying to stay healthy. We can't fight the battle if we can't stay healthy, and they start right off by trying to poison us, and they do it in a number of ways. They do it by giving us their synthetic chemical drugs and screwing up our heads and bodies that way. Literally right from birth, from the second we're born, they start sticking things in us if you're born in a hospital. And then the things that would really work and really help and expand your mind and open your universe and actually are healing herbs and things like that. And I'm not just talking about the pot because, yeah, that's where I'm going, the smoke and the cannabis, all that. That's where I'm going. But all of the other ones, too, if you don't realize this, I'm just going to hit on this real quick before we get back to Anthony LaRocca and talk about his story and how it pertains to all this, because it does. I just want you to know about Codex Alimentarius. And that is the thing that the New World Order, the UN Agenda 21, it's all tied into all of that, where they're trying around the world to force their chemical products on us, the buy over the counter products on us, and to illegalize, to make illegal natural things, even like vitamins and minerals and stuff like that, certain nutritional supplements and things like that. It's highly illegal for you to say that, like, vitamin C cures cancer. If you come out and say that, and you're the wrong person to say, I can say that because I don't know nothing. I ain't a doctor. I ain't trying to tell you anything. But if a guy that claims he's a doctor and he's got medical degrees and things like that comes out and starts saying stuff like that, he's got to watch out because there's an attack on that. And this leads me to what I was talking to Anthony about. It just kind of came up. And this was the attack on the pineal gland and the idea of you've heard about mind-altering drugs and things like that. Well, a lot of these things are actually direct chemical inducing or direct actual chemicals. The cannabinoids are actually the same thing that are produced in your brain. DMT is another substance that is derived from almost all living beings and is natural, and we'll talk about it more when we get back from the break. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio.
Yeah. Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter, a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and we're hanging out talking about solutions. And as always, and Anthony LaRocca, a local activist and musician and artist and filmmaker. That's right, yeah, filmmaker. We'll talk a little bit about you, what you got coming up if you want to. Maybe plug that for you a little bit, because that's really cool. It's really cool stuff. We were talking about freedom to fascism and how that introduced you, and we just we started to talk about the pineal gland and the attack on everything, and the attack on our knowledge and our expansion of our knowledge, because certain chemicals are found to cause your brain and your body, like anything, to act in a particular way. Some things can enhance your abilities, some other things could hurt your abilities. How do you put it when you talk, when you want to come to somebody and talk to them about how their brain is being attacked? I mentioned, you know, the chemicals, yeah, and how we're being kept from real cures and mind expanding.
Well, fluoride, that's going to calcify your pineal gland. So that's a direct attack on us, and we don't know it, you know, for the most part. And then with the drugs, you know, I mean, that stuff allows you to connect into, I don't even know what to call it, dimensions or whatever it is, but you're connected to a different source, which I think is where the real battle's going on, you know? And we're just a 3D, you know.
There's a lot of people that make that argument that this is the Matrix-like programming of our existence, and that there are certain ways that you can reach in to touch that DMT.
Yep. I mean, your brain secretes DMT right before you go to sleep. That's when you start having your little pre-dreams or whatever. So, I mean, you could take it and then connect into, I haven't done it, you know, I'll let you know when I do.
All right, fill us in. Adam Kokesh did it live with Joe Rogan, right? Yeah.
Oh, really?
Was it with Joe Rogan?
Really?
It may not have been.
No,
I
thought it was Joey Jackson up
in. Adam Kokesh did DMT and recorded the experience and all that, and I know other people have. I don't know. I don't even know anybody who has this stuff. I wouldn't even begin to know. I'm long since past the drug culture in my life. It's something I left behind me a long time ago. Cannabis is not a drug, so we can argue about the subtleties and the difference of what I'm saying. But
well, I mean, I'm seeing on Facebook that, you know, cannabis is curing cancers. You know, I mean,
sure. Well, that's exactly what I was talking about.
So that's money for the cancer industry, you know, doing chemotherapy on you. I mean,
keep you sick.
It's just, you know, it's really just come down to everything that you thought was there to support you is actually there to keep you enslaved. And I'm not looking for it. You know, people might say, oh, you're just negative. It's just like, I don't know, man. I've just learned enough and I've been around.
You get to a point, you should be able to get to a point where you can almost just read the headline and go, yep, I know the story. I find myself doing that a lot. I make myself go and read the story. I have to, because I make assumption based on the headline. I'm usually right. But, you know, I'm by the second or third sentence, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's exactly what I thought it was.
Yeah.
I mean, they're headlines for a reason. It's supposed to give you an idea of what it is. And when you read enough of the BS, you begin to see how they use the words. We talk about this all the time on the show, how they use the words to convey a certain meaning. You can get a lot of meaning out of just the headline.
Yeah. Let's see. George Kavalasis is a guy I've been listening to a few years ago, and he gives a date of that the Earth is going to turn into a star.
Into a star. Just spontaneously.
On March 21st, 2013. So we're coming down on, you know, and it's just like, that's been hanging in the back of my mind for like 2 years, you know. It's like,
I've never heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of stuff, that one I've not heard.
Yeah. It's just like, you get overwhelmed, but now I feel like I'm getting to a point where I'm just kind of just letting it happen, you know, and maybe it can be fun, you know, because I know we got to go through some darkness until we get to the light, you know.
If the planet turns into a star, I think it kind of wipes out the population.
Well,
so there better be an afterlife, or we better be in this 3D world, this modeled virtual reality, and exist as something outside these bodies then, for sure.
Well, it could be the ascension, you know. I mean, we could, our vibrations could, and we turn into light bodies, and we just live. Now we're light bodies, and I've heard, you know, you know, we weighed maybe 20 pounds. We're just light bodies. I mean,
Yeah. No, I'm familiar with that argument as well. I don't know. I don't spend a lot of time particularly concerned about it, like you just said. It doesn't matter to me. It's not important to me. What's important to me is living day to day properly. And you know, do the good intent and the good actions and the good activism, as opposed to trying to find. I know there are a lot of people that are on that shamanic journey. I've talked about that with Law on here. He's another person who's on there, sort of. I call it a shamanic journey because he does a lot of shaman-like things, you know, like walk on coals and stuff like that. You know, stuff like that. I don't know if he's actually walked on coals, but that's the sort of thing you're likely to find him say that he's about to run off to the desert to do in any given time. So those kind of – I'm familiar exactly right there with that notion of wanting to find what's next, or that inner existence and all of those things. But sometimes I think people will get a little too bogged down in it, and it'll leave you stranded looking for where you go next, because you're just waiting for the apocalypse, or you're waiting for March 2013, or you're waiting, you know, what it was, December 21st, 2012, or whatever, you know, you're just waiting. You find yourself waiting for one of these dates, and it's almost, it seems to me, almost like falling into their programming,
yeah.
Because this is one of the things that they would push. I don't know who this guy is, and I would never, never presume to call him a shill or something like that. But those notions are, those esoteric notions are beyond my necessary understanding. They're fun. Mm-hmm. I like poking at them like we're talking about right now, and getting the idea, is it there? Is there something to it?
How about the Disclosure Project? You're familiar with that, right?
Disclosure Project, yeah. Sure, about the information being released about the UFOs.
Yeah, from people within the government. So that's what woke me up right after, you know, 2006. You know, all these whistleblowers, some of them have been killed.
Right, right. Well, it's kind of a natural transition. It's a natural transition from maybe 9/11 to freedom to fascism, and then maybe George Norrie, because you hear he's going to be on. And then, of course, you're going to talk about the UFO object. And like I was telling you in the break, UFOs in my world, aliens exist. It's a huge universe out there. I don't necessarily say that the little gray man and all that and the flying saucers and stuff, but I know what you're talking about as far as the disclosure, and that's like Air Force pilots and people like that.
Yeah. Underground bases, you know, Schneider, forget Rob Schneider. No, not Rob.
No, that's the actor.
Yeah,
whose show just got canceled.
he had a shootout with some aliens. But, you know, you don't know who these aliens are anyway, because they all could be government, you know? I mean, at this point, you know, I even consider Obama being a clone, and I know people...
I've heard that argument before,
yeah,
sure.
But, I mean, you can... FreemanTV.com, he talks about it, and it's just overwhelming evidence that it's true. So, to me, that's interesting, you know?
I would have to. I've never looked at any evidence before for it. I am fully aware that Obama's background is completely fabricated.
Yeah.
The man is not who he says he is. His father is not who he says he is. His entire past is completely obfuscated purposely, I would imagine. He's some have referred to him as the perfect Manchurian candidate, and there are some people that talk about this third dimension or whatever this. Whatever dimension that exists, it's the David Icke notion. There are a number of other people who hold this notion that these are vessels anyway. So wouldn't he just be another vessel for another one of them anyway? He wouldn't really be a clone necessarily.
Well, a clone of himself from way back when, King Tut's father, Akhenaten. So I mean, yes,
it's really
his face matches identical to Obama's face, it matches Akhenaten's face, and then
Akhenaten's face they only know either from drawings or from
statues,
I know some of them they
statues
right
or something like that.
Well, I know like some of the sarcophagi that they recovered and stuff, they've been able to take and make images of the faces from the bone structure and stuff like that. I just wondered if it was a composite image like that, so it's just based on the art from back at the time. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah.
It's an interesting story.
Yeah. So I mean, it's just all interesting. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much you want to talk about that. I mean.
Oh, I know. Obama clones. Obama and Romney is an Obama clone, as far as I'm concerned. So I couldn't really, you know, they're all clones up there when they get up that high.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I also woke up to free energy, you know.
Oh,
so
Tesla.
Tesla back in 1900. We had free electricity or energy over 100 years ago.
Right.
But yet we're running around in these cars and, you know, so, I mean, there's a complete attack on humanity. You know, I know a lot of people don't want to accept that or consider that because they're so positive in their thinking, you know, but it's just
I don't think they are positive in their thinking. That's the problem. Ignorant would be definitely a much better word than positive. They're not positive in their thinking, particularly about these issues, because most of these issues don't exist for a lot of these people.
Yeah.
These issues are not what are being talked about on the nightly news, and that's probably their only view of the world, let alone an actual actual learned, you know, thousands of hours or whatever spent actually studying something. We're sliding off into a break. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We got a little esoteric on you, but we're just kind of talking about how people come to their awareness.
Insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm. We're here every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, all around the world on Republic Broadcasting Network. And today with me, talking about solutions as always, because his life is a perfect example of this show and the journey and the adventure and the fun that it can be. We've gone off on some esoteric ideas as far as kind of the David Icke view of the world and some things like that, just hitting on some of these things that you tend to become aware of as you go a little deeper down the rabbit hole when you take that red pill, all that good stuff, all those cliches that they use about waking up. We try to avoid the cliches and just talk about the facts, and that's why it's nice to have Anthony LaRocca here with me live in the studio to actually talk about these things. And Anthony is a filmmaker as well as an artist and a musician and an activist and all these other things, and you have a project now that's a big project, really.
Well, yeah, 48-hour film project. It's been in Denver now for 7 years, and I've done the past five. And the first one I did, I was back in 2008, and I was basically just talking about what we're talking about now. That was the film. I was just ranting and raving about
it. Right.
You know, and it was cut together nicely, and that was my first film. And then the second one, actually, it's a Super Balls, so you could find that on my website, which is youtube.com/ A Comfortable Hammock. That's my YouTube site.
A Comfortable Hammock.
Yeah. So all my films are up there. And then 3 years ago, I got hooked up with Greg Eakins from Running Riot Pictures, and we've done the past three. Oh, was it two or three? Two. This will be our third together doing it. So just met him 3 years ago, and, you know, it is a solid team. We're hoping to get some type of award this time. We haven't.
You guys, you haven't pulled off winning an award yet,
not
but
yet.
You've been doing it for
well,
a while.
Well, actually, we did.
What is 48 Hours? Explain okay. What 48 Hours is.
All right, the 48-hour film. So 7 o'clock, we all meet in one place downtown, Denver Open Media. We all, you know, 42 teams show up. So we break into three sets of whatever, 13 teams or whatever for your pool, and you draw a genre out of the hat. So you get a genre, then they give you a prop, a name, something else, I forget. You could Google it and find out exactly what they give you. So basically you need to write it on the spot.
On the spot. Right.
So, you know, I'm excited because I have talented people around me now, and
any hint of it? You can't because it's all random. Everything is done at the time. And when does this come up? When is it?
I think it's like August 3rd or so, right around August 3rd or 1st. First Friday in August.
That's okay. First Friday in August. Yeah.
So, I mean, I would encourage anybody, if you have any film aspirations, just sign up. That's what I did my first year. I had no team, and I just scrambled and just started grabbing people. You know how to operate a camera, you know?
Oh, yeah. So,
So
that's really cool. It's a great
Dangling Carrot Films is the name of my production company. So, and if you want to find me on Facebook, it would be facebook.com/DanglingCarrot. And I have too many friends, so anyway.
Hey, it's too many friends, but you can always subscribe, I guess, and keep up with the updates. And you're pushing for what kind of award do they give, and does it come with it's pretty prestigious now after 7 years of doing this. It'd be a big deal for you.
That's just Denver, and Denver has gone up against all the other cities in the world. So Amsterdam, I mean, maybe 200 other cities.
Oh wow!
3 years ago, Denver won the whole thing.
Nice.
And then 2 years ago, Cinema Geeks, they won. I think they came in first and second, but in the world, you know. So
wow.
I mean, it's just they beat New York, they beat London, they beat L.A. I mean, it's just like with the internet now, it's like talent could be anywhere. You know, it's just like that's why I'm choosing to live here, because I don't want to live in L.A. right now.
No, Colorado's a better place for movies, and they'd sell you on L.A. But Colorado is much better. For one, we have all seasons. And I know that's a bit of a problem sometimes when you're shooting movies. Weather can mess you up, but we get a lot of sunshine, so there are a lot of sunny days, and storing of media is a little better here just because it's dry. Tends to stay dry. But now, of course, with digital media, dry is not necessarily a good thing, because dry can create static. And static kills digital media. So now, I don't know. What do you store? It's always a give and take. One of the big projects of many filmmakers is one of their big causes is to restore old films that are dying, right, and stuff like that. And that was always one of the reasons for California, supposedly, was that it was always sunny and warm, and you could keep stuff stored, but you could always film year round too, supposedly. Colorado is great for that too. I'm telling you, filmmakers, come to Colorado and make your films. Tell them, you know.
Well, yeah, come on out.
we're glad to have you. We don't have anything against filmmakers, unless you're like that episode South Park, where they come in and they just leech up the entire town and destroy everything. They're talking about like the roving film festivals. They've already trashed L.A. and it all sucks and it's crap. So they go out and tear up other parts. You know, they go to the small film festivals and things like that. Just the South Park guys having some fun at their own industry. We're getting ready to go into a break right here. We're talking to Anthony LaRocca. He's a local activist, and you're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back to Mile High Liberty Radio. As always, we're here talking about solutions. And Anthony LaRocca is in here, and he's been telling us really just kind of about his life journey and his awakening. And it all applies because, and I found this out, and it's exactly why he's here talking with us, because it applies to everything that we talk about in this show. Everything, all of it about waking up and finding your place in this liberty movement, finding your place in life in general, the journey, the adventure, all of it. And we'll get back to talking to Anthony. You can obviously chime in anytime you want on any of this, but there was a particular bit of information that I wanted to cover today, and as always, you can find this up at milehighlibertyradio.com in the middle of the page. If you click on today's date, it'll open up a series of links, and I want, I don't even know if I actually shared any particular links about this, because there's so much of it right now, so I'll just actually really just lay out what it is, because I like to talk about technology a lot. I know a lot about technology. I've known what the internet was before, and building websites before most people knew what computers were. And I had my own personal computer before I was in my teenage years, and so I'm very familiar with it. And by the time I was 14, I had actually taken that computer apart and repaired it and done things like that to it. So
I had the Commodore 64.
Welcome to my world, brother. they tried to sell me on the 20, and it's a funny story. My parents and my grandmother bought it at the mall, and it was a mall kiosk type thing.
It was beige color.
That's right.
And you use your television. You didn't.
And you just plugged it right directly into your television with a little switch, a little UHF switch, and they tried to sell. They're trying to sell this out of a kiosk to my parents and my grandmother as they come walking up, because they went looking for me for a computer specifically, and the VIC 20 was out at that time, and so was the VIC 64. It was just before the 128, somewhere in before the 128 came out. And I walked up and I touched a screen on the 120 and pushed a couple of buttons in some program, and the guy's like, "Oh no, you need the 64. This kid's too smart. He's got to have the 64." So they sold my parents and my grandmother on the 64. So I came home, and I've told the story before about how I broke it myself and actually had to fix it myself. I actually had to take it apart, and so that was my own first experience with computers, except for when I was a little bit younger, I helped my uncle build a computer, actual computer, before VIC 20s and 64s, but I was just a little kid playing around, helping. I didn't know what I was doing, you know. But I spent a lot of time messing around with the technology stuff. That's the entire point of what Anthony and I are talking about and reminiscing about the old Commodore VIC 64. 64 bits. Wow. 64 bits. My computer has like 64 billion times 64 bits or something now. It's ridiculous. It's an amazing difference in computing power. I've stayed on top of it, though. I'm not a technology dumb person, as a lot of people end up being. They get overwhelmed by it. It's another one of those things. You just got to do it. You said this earlier, Anthony. You just got to do it sometimes. You got to skip that stage fright, or you got to take your computer apart. It's going to cost you hundreds of dollars to go get a new one anyway. If you already screwed it up, what the hell difference does it make? Take it apart and find out. That was always my response to it. But specifically, over the last week and a half or so, there have been a huge number of password thefts from major sites. NVIDIA, they're a video card and chip manufacturer. Yahoo, eHarmony, LinkedIn, it's a social networking site. Well, really more like a networking site as opposed to a social networking site like Facebook. You show your information and stuff like that. Last.fm, it's a music streaming site. They were broken into recently. And the big one, of course, is Epsilon. And they were an email outsourcing company that a lot of other companies use. So I wanted to address passwords, because we've talked about technology before, and I don't think that I've done anything but mention in passing how my passwording works and how you should approach your passwording when it comes to this, and realize that your passwording is keeping out the average idiot and these people like this, or making it very, very hard for them, or making it so that they don't even want to mess with yours because it's not simple. They just go on to somebody else's who is simple. Yours is hard. They pass it up. They can't get into it really easy just trying to crack it with their simple little programs. It's much harder than that. They leave you alone. They go on to the next guy. Hopefully, that's the theory. It's worked for me. To my knowledge, I've never had any of my accounts online broken into, and I have many, many accounts online, PayPal, eBay, Craigslist, Facebook. I can tell you the number of those are just the ones that I could think of off the top of my head. And every single one of these accounts that I have, Hulu, Crackle, my own internet service provider, I could go on and on and on. Every single one of these passwords that I have are complicated passwords, but I want to give you some tips on how you can make your passwords a little more secure and hopefully avoid some of this stuff that go on past. There's some of these you can't avoid. These are lapses in security. Sometimes these are inside jobs as opposed to outside stuff. That's why I'm saying I'm talking about the average idiot will not be able to mess with your stuff. The government and these large corporations, they're going to be able to do whatever they want because they have endless amounts of money to spend on busting into your accounts if that's what they want to do, or paying somebody anonymous, maybe, don't know, not accusing, not a member, don't have anything particularly against them, the anonymous crew, but they could be members of them for sure, funded by elitist organizations and things like that without question. So do not store any credit card information ever on any website ever. Your bank, you can't help it. If you do online banking, this is where the password and security comes in. And this information that I'm about to give you, you can use PayPal. They have, you know, potential security problems too, whatever, passwords, again. And people, large corporations or whatever, inside job trying to break in. But you can use PayPal. You can use PayPal as an intermediary. You can use your own credit card, process it through PayPal, and the company or whatever that takes the PayPal processing on their website never gets your information, maybe your name, you know, your address if they have to ship you something like that. There's a number of ways you can have a wallet that creates a digital credit card for you every time you go to do a transaction with PayPal. PayPal attaches to your bank account, so if you want to verify like a business or be a regular seller on eBay or something like that, they want you to attach it to your bank account. That's fine, whatever. It's just another bank. You could almost go PayPal as your only bank. I did it for a little bit in my own life for a while. I've had a PayPal account for a long, long time, and a business one that is attached to a separate account from my personal account that maintains only the $200 limit that I allow myself on PayPal. These are things that you have to force yourself to do, setting these passwords, not storing credit card information on websites, using PayPal properly so that your information isn't personally compromised. Your password should be totally random. I cannot stress this enough. Even if you have to use something to generate those random that random information for you, it should not be anything like birth dates or anything like that. Nothing in your life that could actually be traced back to you, anything that would be found on a piece of paper anywhere unless it's one letter or number. I like to be sitting here in my living room or the studio or wherever I'm at the time, and I need to create a password. I'll literally look around me, or I'll pull out a piece of paper or a book or something like that, and I'll take a part of the page number, and I'll take a period and a capital letter and an underline letter, and I'll use as many maximum letters of number and number spaces of numbers, letters, characters that you can absolutely use in a website. Every website is different, and sometimes it's 6 characters, sometimes it's 8, sometimes it's 14, sometimes it's more. Use the maximum number. Don't be easy on yourself. And here's what you do. You write it down in a book. You write all your passwords and your usernames down in, I carry, they're a miniature version of those Mead composition books, the black scientific books that we used to use in school. You know what I'm talking about. I use a miniature version, one of those, or a stapled little notebook that I can fit in my back pocket. And I actually have 2 of them in my back pocket right now. That's the sound of them slapping up against each other. Anthony can verify this. I just pulled them out of my pocket. Yeah.
He's telling the truth.
And they are full of what appears to be cryptic garbage. You wouldn't understand it if you had any. You have no idea what that is, do you?
Yep, I see tape.
Yeah, one of the books is old enough that there's a lot of tape holding it together, and you would have no idea. You would have no idea what my passwords are, but that's my scheme. I'm just telling you, you need to write your passwords down, and not all of my passwords are available in all my books, and I actually use 4 different books.
So, in other words, you would, like, the year you're born would not
be. No. That is not a good password. 1, 2, 3, 4, contrary to popular belief, it's not. I know we all used to use that crap for your padlock on your bike and stuff like that. We're not kids anymore.
I just recently changed, by the way.
Did you?
From 1967.
Yeah, that it's good. I just offer this because I know a lot about technology, and you're not, and I tell this all the time, you're not, and that's why I tell you not to be afraid of Facebook and things like that. These people that these crazy people that we're all really worried about, these guys already know, and they already know where we're at. They already know how to find us. If you're involved in the system at all, if you use a computer, if you have a telephone, if you have cable service in your home, apparently if you have one of the new digital temperature thermostat things, all these things are – they're using these all. There was a article in Wired magazine not too long ago and on Wired.com about new appliances, dishwashers, your TV. TVs have been doing it for a long time, yeah. Watching you. TVs, not necessarily but with cable, but if you plug your data into your DVR and stuff like that, they know what you're watching and...
I posted something on Facebook, the little mosquito that was...
Oh, that itty-bitty, you've seen that? That thing is insane. If you've never seen this thing, if you're not on Facebook and you haven't seen this, I understand it's real. This thing is on somebody's thumb, a normal person-sized thumb, and it is a drone with a camera on it.
Just like a mosquito, and I had to look at it twice.
It's amazing. I don't know if it's real. You could easily make it out of electronic components because it appears to be made out of some resistors. You could probably actually look at it and figure out what the resistors are. If you know electronics, you know that they code them with colors. So you would know what they are. You could actually tell. And they appear to be used for the legs. And, oh, gosh, there's the little camera on. And it's just as amazing. I don't know. I've never investigated to see if it's real. I don't question things like that anymore because, look, the drones that they do have, the helicopters and things like that, that you can buy in the stores and slap cameras and all that stuff, these are products that I know for a fact are 20 years old.
Yeah.
This is technology that the government has had and the techies and the geeks and stuff have been working on for a hell of a long time because they were told about it in the 30s and even before then in the books and the programming that we've talked about before. We could have got into some of that. I'm sure you know about what the programming that has occurred
Disney,
over the years.
Through
Disney
yeah.
Through the movies, through the cartoons, through the books. Orson, for H.G. Wells, the War of the Worlds, all these things were programming. These books, these movies, these radio plays, they were all programming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know Disney's behind a lot of it, if not all of it.
There is a big to-do with Disney. Disney actually has a government program, or more than one government program.
Yeah.
The Disneyland is a model for a new community control, digital currencies, and there's all kinds of cameras on every corner. And
Disneyland is on powerful ley lines also out in California.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, so they put it on power lines. We've reached into some esoteric ideas. Earth power lines. They're called ley lines. They're natural energy lines that exist within the earth. And there are people, there are tools, there are ways to spot these. In fact, they work like the auras. It's believed, my understanding is, they work like the auras of people. So people that have practiced seeing people's auras can see ley lines, these power lines that exist within the earth. And you'll find lots of things like Stonehenge and apparently Disneyland. I didn't know this. The Denver International Airport is one that is built on these. Yeah,
okay.
At least that's the claim anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't know this for a fact because, I haven't spent a lot of time investigating it, but I obviously am very familiar with it. These are ideas that you find in your awakening.
Yeah, it's nonstop. I mean, the rabbit hole just keeps going deeper and deeper. It's like, how much do you want to know? And you got to put a cap on it. It's like, all right, I've learned enough about this for now. Let me look into something else.
You really do. And that's what we've been talking about this whole show, is finding where that cap is and finding where your place is in disseminating this information.
Right. See, I think it's got to be revolved around comedy because people enjoy comedy. So if they're
laughing, I love comedy.
If they're laughing, they're going to like it.
I suggested yesterday.
Smart.
Oh yeah, it's a good smart comedy. I suggested.
I'm looking for comedy.
Last Man Standing. It's the new Tim Allen show, and they've talked about property rights and drones, and there's lots of guns. They're big on guns, and the guy's name is Mike. And it's supposed to be set here in Colorado. And so I have an affinity for it, but it's one of those programs that I've talked about because it is. It's an awareness program. They actually got Tim Allen running from drones on the program, running down the street from drones right. And talking about property issues and things. So, again, another way to wake people up. Predictive programming. That's exactly what we were talking about as far as the books and stuff like that. These things, Aldous Huxley and Julian Huxley and these people that produced books.
Alex Rowley.
He did produce books, yes. All talked about these things, but specifically the guys that did the science fiction stuff and talked about the Big Brother and about the Soma and the drug for the masses and the things like this. They weren't talking about future ideas that could happen. They were talking about things that people, the elite in their circles, were talking about, had been talking about for at least 50 years before they started writing about it in the 20s and the 30s. You can go look this information up for yourself. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. Anthony LaRocca is with us, and he is an activist and a really cool, good dude, a good fella. That was what I was looking for. He's a good fella. You want to know him. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Mile High Liberty I'm the host, Michael Storm, and you can find us here talking about solutions every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, all around the world on Republic Broadcasting Network. We can be heard online. We can be heard on the radio, over your phone. If you want to test that theory of unlimited minutes, you can run that sucker up and listen to us every day for 2 hours by plugging it into your car and driving around or plugging it into its little base station. Whatever you do, God, whatever you do, do not hold a cell phone to your head for more than about 10 minutes, please, ever. Get yourself an earpiece, anything like that. Those things are just amazingly bad for you. After about 10 minutes, it heats up the entire side of your brain. And
your brain vibrates at 900 hertz naturally. So when they made the cell phones, they made it at that frequency. Yeah.
Well, and that was the big... That was one of the big frequencies for communications all around was 900. So
they could have chose any other.
They could have chose any other frequency.
An infinite
yep.
amount, and they chose
2.4. But
your brain.
We'll have to talk about that next time. Anthony LaRocca is with us. He's been here hanging out with us all day, just kind of filling us in on his life and his awakening. And we've been talking about a little bit of news and stuff here and there. And as always, you can find it up on MileHighLibertyRadio.com. And you're working on some comedy. You think that you found your place. You found your place in comedy. And next time we have you back, we're going to do some comedy. But you're looking to talk. You want to talk and get to know some people and some writers and.
Well, yeah, I'm looking for comedy writers. So if there's any comedy writers out there. Email me at danglingcarrot@gmail.com. I'm very interested in seeing what writers have to say.
Liberty minded, maybe. I mean,
it can be liberty. Yeah.
Because I know that we're all big on that here. We're all big on that notion. And so it might be
awake,
nice. If you're awake, it would be nice. Yeah. I don't suppose that...
Because I'd like to bring this out through some films, you know? So if we can get some people to write, you know, comedy shorts that are telling
not
the
just for you're not just talking about doing stand-up personally. You're talking about taking it all into your movies and all of these...
On stage.
And on stage,
and
right.
And on stage, both. So, anyway, I'm reaching out.
What was the email address again?
danglingcarrot@gmail.com.
Dangling carrot, like a carrot dangled in front of a horse to make it lead or walk, or the mule to make it walk. Danglingcarrot@gmail.com. If you write comedy or if you want to get involved in helping Anthony LaRocca out with a message that goes out via film and on stage and all these things that we talk about really here on the show, it's just another way that you can get involved and find solutions in your own life and reaching out to other people, because it's all we've got left. We got to do this one at a time. I've said this before. You know, we get to that the 100th monkey. We will get to that point eventually, and the 100th monkey is the one where everybody goes, duh, we all got it, and everybody just starts doing it. So we're looking for that 100th monkey still. We haven't found it yet, but we're getting closer. We're at like 99, you know. He's the last one. We're looking for him, and so we're all out here providing our voices. If you want to get involved with Anthony, he's a wonderful man. He's a very interesting dude, just like all of us are. We all have our own very interesting tales, and especially a lot of us who've shut off the TV and
shut off the TV. Kill the TV.
Shoot your TV, absolutely. It's the end of the week. It's Friday the 13th. Nothing to be scared of. Get out, go out. You're done listening to me. You've done what's important. Share some information. Share some love with your neighbors. Get out, make a connection. We'll see you next week on Mile High Liberty Radio. Thanks for joining us.